Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you with UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I'm with Delvin Wright. Delvin, how you doing?
Yes, Lord, D. Wright. All right.
Okay,
how
D.
You
want me to call you D. Wright?
D. Wright or Delvin Wright? I'm going to call you. Some say Delvin, some say D. Wright.
Well, are we friends? Can I call you D. Wright then? Do your friends call you D. Wright?
Absolutely. Okay. They call me D. Wright.
All right. Well, we friends, D. Wright. So,
okay.
He has a new single. He has a new single out called Lord, I'm Ready. Now, let me tell you something. I love people who come out with singles with a title that's in season. So
that's right.
Tell me about Lord, I'm Ready, because I want to know what was going on when you came up with this single.
Listen, when I wrote this single, and God is amazing, I was in New Orleans, Louisiana, on a street called Chapatula Street, and gets up on the interstate, heading back to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. That's where I reside.
Uh-huh.
And I heard the Holy Spirit just say, Lord, I'm ready. I'm ready. So it touched me so hard. And so I was like, ready. Driving, because I'm a truck driver, driving my 18-wheeler. And I had my headsets on. I record with my phone. And I just started dancing and didn't have not one lyric to the song. Not one lyric. So I played around with it, singing it to myself. I had already had the background that come up in my mind.
Uh-huh.
And I thought I was going to write it for someone else as a rap song, show you how God works.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just driving and saying, ready. Then I actually videoed myself. You and I get to share, I'll send you the video of me driving up downtown New Orleans, Louisiana, singing ready to myself. And before I could get to Baton Rouge, I had the full song, writing it to myself, which vocally giving it to my cell phone. That's how I wrote the song, Ready.
I love it. So how did you become interested in songwriting?
So my mom, of course, was an educator, school teacher, and I actually had her class. And, you know, back in my time, we were kind of strict in school. So I grew up in a small town. We didn't have much, on railroad track, one store. And I always loved music.
Uh-huh.
And I had a little group back then, and I used to write poems. And, of course, back then, you know, we had to write a letter, like love letters. If you see the girl you like, you got to write a letter just to, for her to say, oh, okay, I'm going to date you. So I went from writing letters to writing poems to writing songs.
Okay. Now, how did your journey begin in music?
My journey, my dad was a minister, of course, and he played the bass guitar. He was real good. He had his own unique style. And I have a lot of family that's that was already singers and songwriters. My mom, she sung. So I was kind of always around music.
Uh-huh.
Six siblings and my brother played drums. So my family, we were kind of always into music and musicals and church and, you know, and me doing talent shows and trying to put groups together with the resources that I had. So I pretty much grew up around music all my life.
Oh, okay. Do you play any instruments?
Actually, I'm the only one that sings in my family and writes songs. The rest of my brothers, they all play the instruments. So I'm the only one that had the gift of singing and writing the song.
All right. So now coming up, I see you was doing some background work and dabbling in hip hop. You have any mixtapes out there floating around?
Yeah, I've come. Well, you know, when you're in the hip hop world, of course, I was in the hip hop world, secular music, what we would call it.
Uh-huh.
You know, they put titles on everything.
I know.
And, you know, of course, the rappers, they get a lot of mixtapes and mix CDs and selling them out the trunks and, you know, around that era. Our days, it was Master P and,
rappers.
And so I did a lot of, So I did a lot of, singing, what we call the hooks for a lot of rappers. But one day, I was in the barbershop getting ready to get my hair cut. When I began to listen to the man of God sing, speak to my heart, Donnie McClurkin. And so that's when I knew. I said, whoa, I stepped away from the hip-hop, and I gave my life fully to Christ. And that's what I started doing gospel music. And that's when my song Changes. And that was over 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
That's when I put out a song called Changes. And I've been doing gospel music ever since.
Wow. Now, you have an amazing voice. And I see that Aretha Franklin is one of your influences Do you think that you can sing R&B and gospel, or is just gospel it for you?
I only sing gospel now. I don't sing R&B or rap music anymore. I only sing gospel. In the years ago, I did sing R&B. I had an R&B group, but I only sing gospel music.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You're not new to gospel. You know, you said over 20 years you've been singing. You had songs like Changes. You have songs, Surrender. Yeah, I'm getting there. Then you have my favorite.
Yes,
I had
ma'am.
To save my favorite for last. Okay. No, I was saving the best for last. Let Us Pray. Oh my goodness.
Yes,
that
ma'am.
Is another end time song. Actually, everything that you've actually put out is current for today's time. And that's when you know that God has truly given you a gift of song, because as we were talking earlier, songs have a lifetime when they when it's a real song. You know what I'm saying? When it's a real song.
Right. Yes,
it has a lifetime. So just talk about those messages through your songs and what you're looking for now, and bring us up to date.
My songs from back then all the way up until now is the message that God is using me to give to the people is, no matter what you're going through, whatever the situation is, you can begin to change, and he will help you change if you just give your life to Christ.
Come on,
and in
sir.
The midst of you changing, there's prayer. You pray.
Yes.
And once and when you pray, and in that prayer, while you're praying, just ask the Lord, say, Lord, if you need a healing, if you need deliverance, it's available.
Yes.
But you got to be ready. God is already there. And that's where, if you notice, it's the change in your life. And in that, within that change, you're praying. Don't give up praying. You're constantly, consistently praying. And you're going to ask God. And you're going to surrender your all to God. And then in the midst of all of that, right then, you should know. God already knows that you are ready. And you say, Lord, I'm ready. And it's the new song, the newest song I have is saying, Lord, I'm ready.
Come on.
And I didn't just want to use one ready. I used a double ready, because God is going to give you double for your trouble.
Come
because
on.
Because you didn't just say, Lord, I'm ready. You say, Lord, I'm ready. I'm ready for whatever you have for me. I'm ready for my breakthrough. I'm ready, Lord. You got needs. You need healing? I'm ready for my healing.
Yes.
I'm ready, Lord, for my deliverance.
My God.
I'm ready.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
God,
I feel that.
In my life. And that is delving the right. That's the, we use the word, that's my brand. That's what I stand on. And that's what I'm ministering to you today.
My God.
Do that change. Get that change going.
Come on.
While that change is happening in your life, and you tell the Lord as you surrender, that I have a song that says, Lord, I surrender my all. And in the midst of that, you ask, you tell him, Lord, I'm ready. That means you sold out for Christ, baby.
Yes.
And he's going to meet you.
Yes. And you know what's so excellent about what you're saying? I'm ready. Because we know Jesus, we know in the Bible it says, surely. Oftentimes, the word repeats itself, you know, surely.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and I love that. And I love that double for your trouble. I love it because it's real it's genuine.
That's right.
And,
Amen.
You know, I love your testimony about the barbershop and being in there and hearing Donnie McKirkland's song.
Yes, ma'am.
And it just ministering to you. And your music does the same. When you listen to it, it just kind of ministers to you. And
yes.
That's necessary. That is very necessary.
It's very necessary. That's right.
Yeah. What's your process? Because most of the time, there's a testimony connected to a song, sometimes with a gospel artist. Do you have one?
Well, of course, with my life and coming from the streets and, you know, and doing, of course, ungodly things when you're connected to the streets. And God had already had a calling on my life way before I knew it or not.
That's right.
I just needed to answer.
Mm.
That's right. I needed to change. I needed to change what Delvin Wright, we're talking about myself.
Uh-huh.
What I needed to change from being robbed out there in the street and, you know, just living for the devil.
Right.
I just couldn't go on like that. I had to change.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And like I say, and I built my own relationship with prayer. Because that's what's going to, you got to get your own relationship, you know. And I hope whoever listening, you have to get your own relationship with the Father.
Right.
So he can begin to work in your life, you know. And it comes from going through many things, almost got killed out there in the streets, passing out. I remember passing out and I could see the outside of my body.
Wow.
As I'm dying.
Jesus.
Going down the wall. Falling, hitting the floor.
Mm.
It's like I'm dying and I can see myself dying.
Right.
If that makes sense.
No.
Yeah. No. But God said no. He says no. It wasn't my time.
That's right.
And I began to raise up off of that floor. Never forget. Raised off the floor. And I saw my daughter outside because when I hit the floor, I hit it hard.
Right.
Of course, I was out of it. I didn't know.
Right.
My room door was locked. My daughter was at my room door, couldn't get in. And I'm seeing all of this.
Right, right.
As I'm passing out,
Jesus.
Going down the wall. But God raised me up, and I got up and went to that door. And I told my baby, I say, all is well.
Amen.
That was one incident.
Right.
Next incident, I was very fatigued, tired. So, post this, you need to go to the hospital. I drove myself to the hospital. The doctor wanted to know how in the world you walked into this hospital with no blood in your body.
My God.
So I'm saying that to say God healed my body.
Come on.
And he kept me.
Yeah.
So I can be a witness and tell those that God can and he will.
I love it.
Not only he delivered me, but he healed me.
My God.
And I knew right then, I say, if I don't do nothing else, never had a record deal, never signed with a record label, never been on MTV, BET, or Soul Train Award,
all these names,
but I'm still going to sing the gospel and spread the word to those that hear it. And I'm believing God to take these records worldwide.
And he will. And he will, because there's something called obedience better than sacrifice. You know.
That's right. That's right. And many need to know, out of my time, I didn't have internet. We didn't have internet. We had the phones that's connected on the wall.
Right.
And the pagers, the beepers, you know. That's where Delvin Wright came from. We didn't have the internet.
Right.
You know,
right.
We didn't have,
social
didn't
media.
Have yeah, I didn't have social media. None of that, man.
Right, right, right. Oh, my goodness. I love it. I love your testimony. I love your spirit. I love your music.
Yes, ma'am.
And yes, you know, I come in agreement with you that ears will hear Delvin Wright, a.k.a. my good friend, D. Wright. And
yes.
And I promise y'all, listen. D, tell them how they can connect with you and get your music.
Yes, my songs, all of them there. I released everything on there on digital platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm on all of the social platforms. See, my Instagram is going to be Right Weight. That's with the W-R-I-G-H-T, Weight, 1976. Yeah, so it's Right Weight, 1976.
And that's Way, W-A-Y?
Yes, right. WRIGHT Weight, 1976.
Okay.
My TikTok is at Delvin Wright 01.
Okay.
TikTok is at Delvin Wright 01.
Now, once again, Lord, I'm Ready is available now on all digital outlets. Make sure you support.
And the website and the t-shirts will be coming up soon. It's still in the making.
Okay.
Locally, I have it already released, but the website will be up soon, so they can get the merch.
Right.
I have some cool merch
cool.
That's available.
And he's independent. And so you're independent, right?
I am independent. I'm not with a label. I'm
right.
Independent.
So
yes,
we over here at Where Key Players Speak, and we welcome you to the family because, like we like to say, once a key player, always a key player. So, Delvin, you know already,
yes,
as you continue to grow and prosper and release new materials, or if you get a film deal or whatever, please consider Urban Buzz Magazine as one of your media outlets and let us know so we
definitely
can continue.
Amen.
Continue to support you in all that you do. So I thank you so much for sharing with us and sharing your testimony.
Absolutely.
And your music.
Yes.
Again, we're always here, so you know you got my number.
That's right. I'm going to use it. I'm going to use that number.
Listen,
I want to thank you again for having me.
You are welcome.
On your platform. And so I see just as well, and I'm definitely thankful and I'm grateful to be on your show today.
You're more than welcome. So thank you so much, and we appreciate you.
Yes, amen.